You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 13 to 17. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as will not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. I heard a man say that he said he was always wondering, why is it that unbelievers are more prosperous than believers? And that he discovered that it was because of the blessing of Abraham, that Abraham told God to bless Ishmael. And that is why Muslims are richer than Christians. There are so many things faulty with that statement. Number one, how come he just saw Muslims as unbelievers? Islam is not the only religion on the face of the earth. So where did every other religion come from? Two, there is nowhere in the scripture that tells us that a person, the descendant of Ishmael, directly are Muslims. There's nothing like that. I do not know where people make that connection. There is no connection to that. And then the philosophy that, God gave the blessing of the land to Ishmael and gave the Holy Ghost to Isaac. You know, people just come up with all kinds of things. Basically, there are essentially two categories of people on the face of the earth. Those who are saved and those who are not saved. Very simple and very basic. But there is a principle that works, that favors unbeliever, that it is intended not to favor a believer, and it is good that it does not favor a believer, and you must understand it. If you look at what the Antichrist will eventually implement, which is already being implemented, is that the world system is an environment where godly values does not thrive. That is the problem Christians are facing. There are many things that an unbeliever can do. A young man just graduated from the university and started doing videos about using women with big breasts and exposing their cleavages in those videos and so on. And before you know it, he became famous and became very rich. Now, a Christian can't do that. A Christian cannot do that. And so that means that opportunity, a Christian cannot go for it. So there are many things people are doing in the world today that is bringing them a lot of money. They can't do it. They cannot do it. I preach on social media. I cannot come on social media and do content that will make me money, because those content will not likely glorify the name of the Lord. But an unbeliever can do it, and he has no problem. I cannot be doing comedy. I cannot be making people laugh to hell instead of saving their soul to go to heaven. An unbeliever can come and do it. So already we can see that the system of the world is Antichrist. But there is no problem if we understand the power of the kingdom, which is what we usually do not understand. But ultimately, you will see that the Antichrist would implement this system on a large scale. The system is that you must bow down, you must compromise, you cannot live righteous, and then the world will favor you and you will have the riches of this world. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7854. 5:2. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.